Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Bring the sabor with Modelo Chelada, a mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold fruit flavors and spices. Bring the heat with Sandia Picante or the citrus burst of Limón y Sal. Modelo Chelada, bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for Quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood Girl Posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Lady Gang Quickie. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. It's
I'm Becca.
Friday.
That was Jack singing. Kelty.
Hello.
Oh my God.
My eardrums.
Did that hurt your ears? Sorry, everybody. Do we have a inspirational quote today?
Kelty's not paying attention.
No, I have a new saying.
What is it?
Go f*** yourself.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's an inspirational quote. I talked to Chris about it yesterday. I was like, you know, my new favorite thing to say is go f*** yourself.
I say it all the time. I just never would expect it from you.
I know. But that's like where I'm at in life. Is like,
I think it's good.
When people are just like incompetent and like say stupid shit, I just think to myself, go f*** yourself.
Do you say it like that with like a slight little stutter?
Go f*** yourself, Dave.
Like Dave.
Who's Dave?
Well, because one of the things I've been doing lately is killing people with kindness. So like,
that doesn't sound like you're really killing anyone with kindness. Or are you smiling and thinking?
Keeping my enemies close. So it's like, when someone's going down and I don't actually like you, you'd never know it. You're not going to know.
Yeah.
Because I'm keeping you in my Rolodex.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so inside, I'm
taking
saying
tabs.
Like, go f*** yourself, Steve. But outside, I'm saying, Steve,
sure.
What's up? How's your weekend? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my new thing.
Cool.
Like, you don't know if you actually like somebody or not. That is the most dangerous.
Because I, in the past, I'm black or white. Like, you could tell. If I wasn't a
it's
fan,
true.
Like, I'm
mm-hmm.
cold. Not anymore. Now it's a big game of f***ery. I'm just letting everyone know that never know.
It's very Southern of you. It's what we do in the South.
Yeah.
No, it is. Like, very much, oh, darn. You look so good. She looked like trash.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
She looked like trash.
But it's fun because it's one of my favorite things to just be like, get off a phone, like I'm on a conference call or something. And
don't
then I
say it out loud.
Phone. Yeah, no. And then I know it's disconnected. And then I just go like, go f*** yourself, Adam.
You know? Well, you know what's going to happen is one day it's not going to be disconnected.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then you're going to f*** yourself.
Go f*** yourself, Kelty.
Yep.
I will.
It's going to be a full circle moment.
Yeah.
One of these days.
But it's really fun. You guys
I'm
should try
it.
When you're mad
I do.
At things.
Yeah. Zach's favorite thing to do when, like, he's working with somebody, like, in customer service and they're not doing something right or, like, not giving him what he needs or whatever it is, mm-hmm. he says out loud, well, okay, I guess I'll just go f*** myself.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I want to do that, too.
It's pretty embarrassing.
It's pretty. It's amazing.
It's a strong move.
It is. Yeah. It's very bold. But I enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then it makes the other person feel so uncomfortable that hopefully they'll help you.
True.
Finally.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll just go f*** myself then.
Yeah, totally.
Cool. What's in our box?
Okay, let's do it. Are you guys ready after this commercial break?
Don't shake it too hard. What's in the Lady Gang box?
What's in the box?
Breaks back.
I like that you call it a commercial break.
These aren't commercials.
Okay. Oh, God. Here's one.
Oh, God.
Running a business.
Oh, no.
Jack, this is you, girl.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Really inspirational.
It's so hard. I mean, here's the thing. When you start a business by yourself, you have to do everything. I mean, I feel like we've all realized that now doing the Lady Gang. And most people aren't good at creative, marketing, HR, being a boss. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have the money and the resources to delegate to other people, you just have to kind of understand that a lot of things will probably be done half-assed for a while until you can, like, build a business up that much. But it's hard. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it at all. It was, like, the hardest thing of the past decade of my life. So, I don't know. And then now we're running another one.
I would say that Lady Gang has definitely made me age in my face.
Yeah.
You know?
Not me.
Just chill over here.
Well, I'm not exactly, like, a... Like, I don't enjoy being a boss.
I don't either.
I don't enjoy being in charge of other people. I want to be in charge of just myself.
Mm. Well, here's the thing. Like, when for the longest time, I was looking up to people like Sofia Amoroso, where I was like, one day, I'm going to be this big boss lady. I'm going to have 200 employees. I'm going to be telling everybody what to do.
Don't want it.
And I've realized that, number one, I don't want to be a boss. I don't want to be in charge of other people. Mm-hmm. And, like, even with, like, injury and them suing you, like, there's a lot of things that can go wrong that I don't have the ability to really...
Elena's
Elena. Rubbing her hands together like an evil genius.
She's going to fall down in like an hour in the office and sue us.
Break her leg.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. There's so many things that happen outside of your control that you're liable for. And that's really scary.
And I think that like we've had this conversation, I don't think on the podcast, but like I think women are shamed for like not aspiring to be that. Mm-hmm. And I've realized that it's really important and super valuable to acknowledge that if you don't enjoy that, you don't have to pretend to.
Right. Not everyone has to be a lady boss.
No.
No.
Like, I'm a boss of myself, and I feel like it's pretty boss of me to be able to admit that I don't enjoy being in charge. Like, I want to be in charge of me.
Yep.
And basically my husband. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Well, that's exactly what I learned.
Yeah.
And because it is, you know, we get inundated with this girl boss, lady boss, this whole thing. Like, do your own thing.
You're not
start
a feminist if you don't do this.
Yeah. But I mean, there's a lot of risk that comes to being your own boss.
Yeah.
Like, you have no security whatsoever. My biggest fear, I lived in constant anxiety and worry that everything was going to crash and burn, which it could have at any minute. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong also with having stability and security and health insurance.
Yeah. Listen, sometimes I wish I could go back in time and pick like a more steady lifestyle.
Like, why didn't I become smarter?
I mean,
I don't think you can become smarter, but
yes, you can, Jack. Okay, next question.
Should we all take IQ tests?
Okay.
I'm scared of an IQ test.
Shit my mom or dad says.
Like advice?
Just says, quote, shit my mom / dad says.
Okay. I'll go because I can think of my dad immediately.
Okay.
Two things. Growing up, a dog's chewing on a bone and it's really loud. Hold on.
A dog is chewing
it's
on a bone.
Definitely my dog, because your dog is sitting pretty over in the corner being a good little girl and Callie's being a munch.
I can't get it from
ooh,
her.
Munch. That's a great
a
word.
Munch-fer.
So, go f*** yourself, Callie.
Go
f*** yourself.
No.
Aww.
Callie and the strained dog. Okay. So my dad would say everything's negotiable.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I love
that's
that.
One. Mm-hmm. And number two, when we were little kids, he would say, see, we were just talking about how good Orly was. And
hey,
Orly, shut up.
Come here, Orly. Come here. Okay. So Becca's dad.
Tom Tobin.
Everything's negotiable.
Everything's negotiable. And when we wanted something so bad, he would say, you whine, you blow it.
Ooh. You whine,
you blow it. Yeah. And my mom would just tell me not to wear thongs with skirts.
Oh, that's
ew. Wait,
the dogs are wrestling right now. It's WWE.
I love WWE.
My dad would always say to me, baby girl, you can have it all, but you can't have it all at the same time. And my mom would always tell me to stand up straight.
Yep. What about you, Jack?
I can't think of anything my parents like will say on the reg, but my grandpa, so he was Greek, mm-hmm. and he moved to America like with nothing, started mm-hmm. a fish fry, spoke very minimal English, and he would just offend people all the time. He reminded me a lot of Larry David because he would just say all this shit, but everybody thought it was super funny because he was like this foreign old guy. So he'd like call people fat or stupid or whatever. And he'd be like, I'm not saying you're fat. I'm just saying you're fat. And like for some reason that just like negated the fact that he was like totally offending people.
That's amazing. That's I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm just saying you're stupid.
Right?
That's good.
For some reason, like people don't get offended
what
if you just
his name?
Say just. Gus.
Gus what? I like that name.
Pateras.
It was not like Gustav?
No, it was Gus.
Oh.
I mean, that was like his American name.
What was his Greek name?
I don't remember what it was. It was some like really hard to pronounce thing. And they gave everybody new names when they came to America.
That's like me.
What was your...
When they entered from Ellis Island, they took a lot of the Jewish last names and like would cut them in half or like take out the Ski or the Steen or the Berg.
So
like,
what was your actual last name?
It was, I think they... Tobinski.
Tobinski?
Yeah.
Or Tobinski.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but just ending with ski.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I could be wrong. Don't quote me, but I have heard that about Tobin.
So where did Kelty go?
Kelty just took a call, you guys.
And
I think she had to go check.
Oh, she's gone. Okay,
no,
should we just...
Back,
okay, well, then we're just going to do a new
We're
going
to keep going. So this is Rebecca and Jacqueline.
We're back to Rebecca and Jacqueline. Let's find something that's actually interesting. No, it's sad.
That's against the wall.
What?
You can't open it and then...
I'm literally going through all of them.
Oh my god. Kelty leaves and the rules go out the window.
Screw it. Okay. Okay, here's a long one. I don't even know what this is from. Which would you prefer? A wild, turbulent
guys,
life...
Guys, wait. I have to correct myself.
What?
They're saying that it could be false that they changed the names.
Is that something... It's just like a myth?
That's so weird.
Okay.
I'm going to find it.
Here's a better question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you accept $20,000 to shave your head and continue your normal activities without a hat or wig until your hair grew back?
No. My face.
What's the minimum price you'd take for this?
I don't know. I don't think I could. It would have to be a lot of money. Because number one, I have an awful shaped head.
Mm-hmm.
My face would not look good. I'm not like Natalie Portman.
Look good with a shaped head.
I also have psoriasis on my scalp, so that would be a really disgusting.
Yeah,
look.
That'd be nice and flaky.
Yeah.
Well,
fun fact.
One, you know, my girlfriend Afton shaved her head for a Halloween costume.
Stop it.
Yeah, she was 11, and then Charlize Theron from Mad Max. So she shaved her entire head.
That was recent.
It was 2 Halloweens ago.
Holy cow.
And then another fun fact is the guy that I'm dating wanted to go to the barber and just shave his head randomly. And the barber literally refused to do it because his head was shaped too weird.
I like that. That's a real, he's keeping it real.
I know. Like, honesty is great. But I don't think I'd ever shave my head. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. What's next?
Kelty's back. Which would you prefer? A wild, turbulent life filled with joy, sorrow, passion, adventure, intoxicating successes, and stunning setbacks, or a happy, secure, this kind of goes back to our other thing, happy, secure, predictable life surrounded by friends and family without wide swings of fortune and mood?
Can I read that to myself?
Like, do you want a crazy life of ups and downs, or do you want just like a steady, complacent life?
Oof, God, I don't know.
I don't know.
That's really tough.
I mean, I think I want the crazy life.
I mean, I feel like we've all kind of gone into that side of it.
Yeah.
Just
sometimes
by default.
Sometimes it seems really nice to
But
not.
Sometimes it seems nice to just be like, I guess I'll
when
just
When you hit those low dips,
day.
I think you'd be like, I'll take the other one now.
I'll take just being okay.
Yeah.
It's like I want to have all the craziness and the fun and the emotions and everything, but I also want to go home to like my house with my like nice sturdy relationship and like a job. You know what I mean? Because I've already lived through that and like it was terrible. Like the craziness of it all. Like,
not,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Like not knowing if someone's going to text you back. Like, oh.
I had a while. I had a very turbulent 20s. So,
yeah, so like turbulent.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like have the first part in your 20s.
Yeah.
And then in your 30s, have this nice, boring, secure life.
I'm into boring now.
I'm really
I know
into
you
boring.
Are.
But I think you have to have the turbulent to appreciate the boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, now
you gotta
I'm
get
like,
it out of your system.
Yesterday, I was like eating a fudgesicle in my backyard, like playing ball with Callie, and I was like, "This is the life."
Yeah, but then
a
there's people
milk fudgesicle. They make
sounds
coconut
delicious.
Milk. It's so good. I'm
there are people though. Like I think maybe it's like a firstborn thing, but my sister really has always her entire life been happiest with like
plainness,
like.
boring.
Just steadiness. Like feeling safe and secure, whatever that means in all aspects of her life. Like
she's like, go f- yourself, adventure.
Yeah. No, she like doesn't need it. She loves, she takes so much, like she just loves being like comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's so weird because I feel the complete opposite of it. And I have life FOMO and I always want to be doing like,
oh my
the
God.
Most crazy, fun, whatever thing that I look at people like that. And I'm like, how are they not like itching to go get out and do something? Mm-hmm. But some people are just built so differently.
It's true.
With that. And I'm
I don't
not
like
one
to leave
people.
My house. Like you always love to go to a restaurant to have a drink and
love
like
it.
An event. And I'm like, that's my worst nightmare.
I don't like I an would... event. I like.
She means
activity.
Like not like
event,
a Hollywood
like
event. Like
oh.
She means like an activity.
Oh, I love activity. An activity. Yeah.
Where that's I'm my like, nightmare.
I hate an event.
I want to Postmates my food and eat it in silence.
Ditto.
Oh, I can't do that.
Okay.
I want to maybe have TV on, but mostly silent.
Kelty wants to sit in a whole dark,
honestly,
quiet room.
I'll tell you something. Sometimes,
you hate TV on?
Yeah. Sometimes Elena, when she's working here at the office, she likes to listen to like a podcast or a TV show, and it drives me insane, but I would never say anything because I love you so
well,
much.
Well, now you're
but,
saying
like,
it.
I can't.
You're saying it to literally the entire
sounds,
world.
Sounds like upset me.
Well, when you're like, working, I would understand, but like at home, like folding
no,
laundry?
Quiet. I like it to be quiet.
No
all
music?
The time. No. Sometimes music.
That's
I guess.
So strange.
But like I would never, you know, people like sometimes people sleep with the TV on or they just have it on for background noise. Never. Elena says she does sleep with the
every
TV
night.
On. Like
every night?
Never.
Every night.
But
like
what channel?
Quiet.
I put on The Office every night.
I put on Curb every
but
night.
Then, how do you sleep when you're paying attention to it? Like I can't.
You
turn
don't
it
pay
on.
Attention
I
to it.
Turn it on and close my eyes.
Well, that's how I play
does
Curb
Richie
every
not
night.
Mind?
He usually goes to bed after I do.
Oh, so he'll turn it off?
So he'll turn it off for me.
Oh, that's nice.
He sees that I'm asleep. Or sometimes I'll wake up and turn it off and then go to sleep. But I have to have...
It's white noise, basically.
Oh, see?
Yeah, I need
I
it.
I can't even have a rain machine because I oh. count the rain driplets. You know, like the
driplets?
White noise?
Just... Well, you,
you
don't need...
Noise?
You don't need drops for white... I have white
wow.
noise and I play Curb.
Yeah.
I have a double because I'm so
white
uncomfortable.
White noise and Curb, do you enthusiasm?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mistake. Okay.
Last question.
Least favorite buzzword.
Ooh.
Influencer.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I know I have one.
Influencer. YouTuber.
Influencer's bad.
YouTuber is going to be mine too, which I know is mean, but.
Influencer's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Influencer.
That probably sounds good on the mic. What you're doing.
Also, followers. You guys, the new thing in
engagement.
Hollywood, this is going to blow your mind.
ASMR.
The new thing in Hollywood is publicists walk down the red carpet with their client's Instagram page loaded on their phone and just put the Instagram page in your face and say, do you want to talk to Cheryl? And they just have their, like, how many followers they have.
Because nobody knows who the hell they are.
Yeah.
Also, like, don't people know that, like, people buy their followers? And certainly the ones who have publicists showing their Instagram pages, those are the people with followers. Like,
absolutely.
Fake followers.
Yeah.
Bots.
So, and I'm just like, go f*** yourself.
Go
f*** yourself.
Gina. Gina PR.
Anyway. Gina PR.
Yeah. What else? Oh, well, my least one.
Oh, authenticity is pretty
she's
good.
So authentic. No.
She's not.
But like literally nobody's authentic.
Chrissy
except Teigen's for us.
Authentic and us.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, my husband, so I can tell you a segment we were going to do on the podcast that we're not going to do anymore.
In the show,
TV show. I was going to measure my nipple hair.
Why?
Wait,
are
we're
doing
not doing it anymore?
No, we can't do it.
Why?
Got X-nayed.
Because it's too gross.
That's so upsetting.
Gross.
That is
so
upsetting.
I've been growing out my nipple hair. Do you guys want to see it?
Sure.
We already saw it.
I haven't seen
it. I haven't seen it.
I thought.
We told her not to show us because we wanted to be surprised on the show.
Yeah. No. We're not going to do it now.
Are you going to pluck it?
Well, I'm going to before I go to Hawaii, so I wanted to give you a
let me see.
Let's see it. Okay, hold on. Is it black?
Yeah, it's black. Do you see it?
Is it a double?
Yeah, it's a double.
Let me see. Hold
that's
on.
Not that long. It's only like an inch long.
That is long. That's long.
It's a pube length.
That's an inch. It's also, when I pictured your nipple hair,
I plucked mine recently.
You didn't picture it to be this black, did you?
I feel like nipple hair is always black.
I pictured it closer to your areola.
Well, my areola's right there.
Oh, it's just dark in here.
It's on the nipple.
Anyway, so I've been growing it out because I was going to pluck it and measure it on the show. And Chris came to me and had a real serious conversation with me. And he was like, so listen, I just like you can do anything you want. But I just think for your journalistic career, like you'd only be the girl that measured your nipple hair.
So it got X-ed because of Chris.
Yeah. I was like, He's like, just you do
That's
whatever you
amazing.
Want. I never tell you what to do, but like, I just think this segment like is one too far for you going on to like then host the Thanksgiving
yeah,
Day parade.
Yeah, I get that.
And I was like,
do you think
right.
go f- yourself is also probably not great? Or
wait, or anything
or
that we talk about on this
wash
podcast?
Your dick.
I wash your dick is going to be the new
wash your dick
fun phrase.
Yeah, I guess like this
are we
was
turning
the
around
thing.
Your
this
image
is the
now
thing that Chris said was over the line? Like he's cool with everything. He's never.
I understand that if I were going to edit you down,
yeah.
to like be a little more, but like. That would take away from our Lady Gang magic sauce.
I know.
Well, at least we can talk about it on the podcast.
Totally, because no one's listening to that.
Nobody listens
except
to the podcast.
Except the 30 million downloads that we've received.
Whatever. Okay. Was it good for you?
Oh my God.
What the hell are you doing, Becca?
Oh my God, Becca. I'm trying to blow this candle off.
You can do that after
we're
done?
Because it's on a paper notebook and we're going to light
it. It's making me nervous. Okay. Yeah. We're not here for a long time.
We're here for a good time.
Go yourself.
That escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every Thursday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.